You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Welcome to Turning Cartwheels, the podcast where we have fun at work and work hard at fun. Here's your host, Jesse Kiefer.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to episode number 10 of the Turning Cartwheels podcast. This week on the show, we're going to talk a little bit about the mindfulness technique that popped up in my current practice called noting and how it has really drawn into sharp focus for me how much I've been and still am in autopilot. Before I do, I want to do another quick plug for a fellow EMC member. Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network, that is. I've mentioned him here on the podcast before. It's Brandon Lapani, and he's the host of the Technology Geek Podcast, which is our number one tech news podcast on the EMC network. And if you don't believe me, just ask him. Brandon does a great show. It's a tech news show at its core, but Brandon doesn't stop there. He pulls in all of his interests. And recently, he invited me on to talk about something that I love to get into for fun. See, these promos always apply back to the show in some form. And that thing that I like is pro wrestling. I have been a fan of that off and on for years, especially back when I was a kid. And then in college, my roommate Chris, he got me hooked back into it. And like I said, I've been on and off as a fan and viewer for quite some time. My sister-in-law and I actually went to a Raw and a SmackDown for WWE, and I've been to more than a few house shows. So when Brandon asked me if I'd be interested in doing a WrestleMania review show, I was in. So if you're into tech, please check out thetechnologygeek.org. And if you're into WrestleMania, you should check out his episode from April 9th, where we run down this year's event and give our views on all the matches. I'll definitely be putting the link in the show notes. Okay, then, with that, on to the show. Hey, welcome back to Airplane Mode, where we talk about the topics that I stumble into or through as a result of my novice meditation practice, which I set my mobile devices to airplane mode for. This episode, I want to talk about that feeling like you're stuck in autopilot. Now, I always do a quick Google search on the keywords that I'm using in my topics to see what the current usage might be. And I realized right away that we might need to detail what it is that I actually mean when I say autopilot. Because a lot of folks right now are using it to mean somebody who isn't really living, you know, people that are out there making their dreams come true. Well, I don't want to come off as a cynic because I do a fair amount of goal setting towards making my dreams come true, but that's not really what I mean. I'm more concerned with autopilot in the sense that we build these routines in our lives, which are great because they help save us from decision fatigue. They help us to reserve some willpower energy for the decisions that really matter, and so on and so forth. Routines can be good, but sometimes routines are like when you're driving down a stretch of highway and nothing eventful is happening and you kind of switch off and go into autopilot and you don't really snap out of it unless something happens. And then boom, all of a sudden you're at your destination and you kind of wonder where'd the last 20 minutes of driving go. Now, this can happen with good routines. Like, say, you brush your teeth, and when you get done brushing your teeth, you wander through the rest of your evening routine, and then you stop and you think, hey, did I already brush my teeth? Oh, yeah, my mouth still kind of tastes like fluoride, so I must be good. Or it can happen with negative habits. I'm trying to snack less, but I get into this habit of looking in the fridge as soon as I get home from a long day of work. And before I know it, I've made myself a nice little calorie-laden treat that I didn't really need. So Those are the obvious things that I'm talking about, but my day is full of no-brainer repetitive actions that if I'm not paying attention, hours can go by really quickly and I haven't even been thinking about what I've been doing. So, where did this topic come from? Well, as I've been talking about it lately, spring is really busy and it's hard not to get stressed out and complain and get anxious. So on my old Headspace meditation app, which if you remember, we did an informal roundtable review back in episode 6, which you can find on the website, cartwheelspodcast.com. Anyhow, Headspace has an anxiety pack, which is a 30-day meditation pack, and I'm about two-thirds of the way through. I think I'm on day 19 as of this recording. Well, each pack seems to focus on a technique or a lesson, and this time around, the technique is called noting, and the concept is really pretty simple. You take note of things. So when I find myself getting anxious or distracted, I just take note of it before returning to the exercise or the project at hand. I might also note if the thought or feeling that I was having is positive or negative or neutral, being careful not to judge it or to think on it too much more than that. But neither do I overly resist it. I just kind of notice it, pay it a moment's notice, and then move on. It sounds simple enough. And in the confines of a meditation practice, it isn't too bad, but practice is exactly what it sounds like. It's practicing. You know, like in football, you practice so that you can be better at the next game or match. Well, in meditation, the practice only helps you if you can apply it in everyday life. So there are exercises that help you to be more aware throughout the day. The one that goes along with this pack should be super simple, but I just can't seem to crack it. It's laughably simple. Here it is. Notice and pay attention to the sensation of sitting down or standing up from a seated position each time throughout the day. For a few days, I would get into the meditation practice and hear that prompt that would remind me that this is what I was supposed to be doing, only to have the sense of embarrassment that I had not noticed even once a time where I had sat down or stood up. And then that had been going for like 3 days before I finally found myself noticing when I would stand up or sit down. That's what I mean. Something as simple as just notice this one thing that you do all day long, a few times a day, and I couldn't even do it. Not even once. Well, this taught me a few things. First, it kind of humbled me because I've been doing this meditation practice for like 220 days straight. And wow, I still have a long way to go towards being more present if I can't even notice and take note of the act of sitting down even once. This exercise has broadened since then to include opening and closing doors along with sitting and standing. So the process is getting better, but I've still had to leave myself some little reminders. So at my desk at work, I have a blank post-it note that is simply there as a visual cue to hopefully spark a reminder that I should snap out of it and take notice of the present moment and notice the fact that I'm sitting down or about to get up. And this is worrisome because as a martial artist, it was a real wake-up call because I like to think that I'm pretty observant and aware of my surroundings, but I wasn't even paying attention to what I was doing. So maybe instead of calling it autopilot, maybe we should call it what it really is, distracted living. We're bombarded with distractions throughout the day. And despite how resilient and incredibly adaptive our brains are, now remember when we talked about neuroplasticity in the last episode? Well, apparently our brains, as awesome as they are, do have their limits. We now live in a society where we're constantly interrupted and distracted, and it can have an adverse effect on our quality of life. In fact, what I've been paraphrasing for you just now is the core concept behind the research of one Dr. Adam Gazzaley. I think I'm saying that right. Maybe. Who has given keynotes and TED Talks and even created a documentary entitled The Distracted Mind, which you can find on iTunes for about $10. Do a quick search on The Distracted Mind and you're going to find several YouTube videos. And of course, I'll include a link and a note about this, a link to his documentary in the show notes. Okay. So there's this guy out there who makes these videos that I should watch, right? But what can I do now? Okay. Here's a list of 7 things to consider for breaking up your autopilot, your routines, and just your distracted living in general. You don't have to add all of them. In fact, I would just start with one and just shoot for that. Keep it simple. First, and maybe the hardest one, slow down. You know, instead of running to and fro, maybe go for a walk. Leave your phone or, your Walkman from the 80s. Leave it at home. Literally stop and smell the roses, or figuratively stop and smell the roses. I mean, whatever. Maybe you don't like roses. You can even have a purpose for the walk. I mean, like maybe you're going to meet your friends downtown for a coffee, but you know, that act of walking there will slow the approach, break the monotony of your usual route, and maybe change the scenery. Definitely change the scenery. Okay, number two, power down. This is airplane mode. I mean, this segment is called airplane mode. So you know how I feel about shutting out the textractions. Well, my current phone has an awesome little feature. It's a Samsung Galaxy S6, and it has this great mode called ultra power saving mode. And it shuts off some of the hugely distracting apps, but it keeps my phone functional for all the stuff that I really need, like, you know, making and receiving calls. I mean, man, that time to just meander around alive is something that we forget how to do when we're staring at our Snapchat stories. Okay, number three, plan some face-to-face time. And okay, so here's where I have to admit my failings. I'm not good at this one. But even introverts like me need to find time to hang out with their peeps, and I don't mean marshmallow chickens. Number four, clear the clutter. This is another one of my failings, but I have been really working on it. I'm one of those people that can usually find anything I need, even in a horrible mess, but I'm also just as likely to get super frustrated by my own horrible mess. So take a look at your work areas. Are your messes getting in your way? Are they becoming a distraction? You know, if you can, put everything in its place or put it in its place for now. If you follow me on Snapchat, then you know I've been trying to tackle this one, and I've been shooting these little stop motion animation videos of my progress by shooting little 1 second clips along the way. It's silly. It's kind of dumb, but by making it a fun little silly project, it's kind of helped me to have fun, stay focused, and clean huge clutter pockets in my classroom and my home office. So, you know, whatever gets you through, that's been kind of cool. I've enjoyed that. So it's also keeping my area cleaner. Number five, keep a priority list. Now, this sounds like a to-do list, but instead of a list of things that you got to get done that never ends, maybe just set a list of intentions for your day. Last episode, I mentioned the 5-minute journal, and in the morning, they ask you to list a couple of things that would make your day great. And I gotta think that that process that would help to make some really great daily priorities for a priority list. Number six, learn to say no. Haha, yeah, I get an F in this department. I actually recently agreed to a charity auction piece that I knew I didn't actually have time to do, but I thought, oh, well, you know, if I can't get it done, my wife will probably help out. So maybe we can tag team this. Well, she walked around the corner with one of her own, and now we were both stuck doing one, and neither one of us had time for that. I mean, I'm glad to do work for a charity, and I'm glad that I was able to help out, but that really cranked up my stress, and it certainly didn't reduce it. So learn to say no. The world will continue turning without your assistance. They would have had enough charity art pieces without my inclusion. It worked out, but I didn't need to be involved. And number seven, finally, take note of each day. So how many times have you had this situation? You're having a conversation where you're telling a story about something that happened this week, and you don't even know what day that was. First of all, if this has happened to you, and I'm sure it has, it's a bad sign that you're probably serving your routines and not the other way around. Your routines should be serving you. Second, that's a sign that you aren't taking stock of what happens in a day. No matter how the days may like to blend together, each day is unique and full of new and wonderful possibilities, and we need to feel like that's true because, well, of course it is. We just have to remind ourselves sometimes. And so here's a thing you can do. Ask yourself this question, or even better, ask someone near you this question. What was your favorite part of today, or what is your favorite part of the day so far? And use that, replace, you know, like that stock, hey, how are you doing kind of thing that we always ask each other, or how are you? Replace it with what's your favorite part of today and see how that changes the conversation and the reactions. But also answer that question for yourself. What is your favorite part of today so far? You have to think about it. All right, well, that's number 7. Remember, just pick one or two of these and see if you can shake things up so your routines don't feel so much like ruts. And see if you can brush off some of this distracted style of living. Well, folks, we made it to the end of another episode of the Turning Cartwheels podcast. Now, if you'd like to contact the show, you can shoot me an email at cartwheelspodcast@gmail.com, or you can add your voice to the show by emailing an MP3. You can also call in. I have a Google voicemail line at area code 402-512-1868, and you can leave me a message. If you do, just remember to keep your language clean and keep it under around 2 minutes. Let us know what you do to keep your work fun, or tell us about the work that you put into your fun. Let us know and I'll read or respond to them here on the show. Oh, and hey, I don't mention it very much here on the show, but you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and recently I've been really current on Snapchat and Instagram. Based on today's episode, maybe I need to re-examine this. That's a lot of distracting ways that you can totally get a hold of me. But if you'd like to chat me up, which you can find me at all of those things by visiting cartwheelspodcast.com and just looking right there on the sidebar. Or if you're on a mobile device, just click on the About tab and you can find all the ways to reach me there, as well as in the show notes for this episode. Give me a shout. Tell me how you avoid distractions, or just say hi. I love to hear that people are enjoying the show. Speaking of people enjoying the show, I received a lovely iTunes review from Andrew Schmidt, who wrote, "Just started listening today and love it. This is exactly what I needed after a stressful day of work. Thanks, Jesse. I look forward to listening to more episodes." Well, first of all, Andrew, thank you for your kind words. Hang in there. Work definitely is stressful, especially right now, and you are not alone. No one knows your stress like you do, but you are not alone. And as far as more episodes, I can't wait to make more. Definitely be on the lookout, because there is more coming, especially as we get closer to the summer months, and I got a little bit more time to get these out in a timely fashion. Hey, remember, folks, if you're looking forward to future episodes like Andrew is, you can really help the show by subscribing to the show on iTunes or Stitcher, and then you won't miss any of the shows. Also, if you enjoy the show, consider leaving us a review. We would love to have your hearts, your stars, or whatever. And if you don't know how to leave a review, you can get information on how to do that at cartwheelspodcast.com/support. And I really do appreciate all your support. It's super energizing and it's been very encouraging so far. So thank you. I've been your host, Jesse Kiefer, and I want to say thank you for listening. And until next time, have fun, or at least work at it.
The Turning Cartwheels podcast is produced by Vorpal Arrow Studios and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 international license. For this episode's show notes, or to hear more, you can visit cartwheelspodcast.com or like our Facebook page at facebook.com/cartwheelspodcast.